The second kind of reframe is the meaning reframe, right at the bottom of page one. So I'd use the meaning reframe when the problem is expressed as a complex equivalent, as in somebody says, whenever X, I respond Y. What we're going to do here is internally, we keep the problem in the same context, but we want to change the meaning of it. So we've got same context, which makes the meaning reframe different than the context reframe. We're in the same context, but we're actually going to change the meaning of the problem or the problem behavior in the same context. So there's a number of ways of doing that. One is that we asked ourselves, okay, what else could X mean? Or we could think of an opposite frame, or we could ask ourselves a question, what hasn't this person noticed in this context, which if they did, would change the meaning? Examples. First, an example of a reverse frame. Client says, my parents didn't love me, they never did anything for me. You respond congruently, oh my God! My parents never let me do anything for myself. I thought that meant they didn't love me. What you're doing there is you're actually reversing the meaning, taking an opposite frame. That one actually requires, though, the delivery to be totally congruent on your behalf. Then if we're using one of the other examples, let's say in sales, potential client says, budgets are tight. I can't buy right now. Salesperson responds, I hadn't realized things were so bad or that your opportunity was so great. We'll increase your profitability in just 28 days. So those are examples of meaning reframes. So meaning reframes, you use a meaning reframe when the problem's expressed as a complex equivalence. Context reframe when it's expressed as a comparative deletion.